Hearst Ranch is a proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. Learn more about Hearst Ranch at HearstRanch.com.
My name is Hannah Forden. I'm the membership coordinator at Heritage Radio Network, but even before I joined the team, I loved listening to HRN during my subway commute. It made the time go quickly and left me feeling inspired for the day ahead. HRN listeners tune in from all over the world, but there are a few traits that we all have in common, no matter where we listen from: a curious palate, the fierceness to make a difference, and a hunger for lifelong learning about the culinary world. As you know, Heritage Radio Network is a listener-supported nonprofit. To deliver the most ambitious, entertaining, and of-the-moment stories in 2018, we need your help. We need to raise $150,000 by December 31st to accomplish these goals and to keep your favorite shows on the air. Together, we can make this HRN's most exciting, impactful, and delicious year yet. No matter how much you choose to give, you'll feel awesome next time you tune in, knowing that we wouldn't be here without you. Become a member by donating today. Join us at heritageradionetwork.org/donate, and you'll immediately start enjoying benefits such as VIP invitations to HRN events, where you will mix and mingle with your favorite hosts. Plus, we have great member swag. Show off your HRN pride with a t-shirt, or keep your hands safe in the kitchen with an HRN potholder. Memberships also make a perfect holiday gift for all the foodies in your life. This year, why not give the gift of food radio? You'll hear your generosity in action for the year to come. Help keep our lights on and our mics hot by pledging your support today at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. Thanks for listening.
So you don't shun the devil with your rock and roll load. Knows that country music's gonna save your soul. The devil wants his groove in them rhythm and blues. That's him. It's gonna get you some in the
end. Welcome back to the Speakeasy. I'm Damon Bolte.
My name is Souther Teague.
Souther.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man? You getting any further in your book, dude?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting very far along. Just had a meeting with my editor last night, and they're pleased with the work that I'm submitting. There aren't a harsh amount of edits on what I'm turning in. He said you're a solid B minus, and I was like, hey, that's better than I ever was in school. Exactly.
And you haven't broken down and gotten a computer yet, have you?
Negative, sir. Still writing the entire book on my device, my iPhone.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great.
By the way, congratulations, Wine Enthusiast Mixologist of the Year.
Thank you. Yeah, pretty big distinction to be awarded. Also, I feel like it's, obviously it's not just about what I do at Amore Margo, but that's how I feel in my life, that's all I do, right?
Yeah.
So it feels pretty, special and impactful to be chosen from such a field of professionals when I feel like I'm just in a 240 square foot room, I feel like the other nominees, they see more guests at their bar in a day than I see in a week. Yeah. Right. But it's a great distinction and I'm really happy and hopeful that it'll shine some light on me in a way that will highlight what we're doing with the Coup Tour and get some more charity going for Coup.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. We're going to kick that off in January. Yeah, so that just happened last Thursday. I guess they announced it. One of the cool parts for me is that the award ceremony is in January in Miami. So I'll get to dip out of the bitter cold here in New York and jump down to Miami for a few days and accept my distinction. Right?
Yeah.
What have you been up to this week?
I went upstate with a bunch of other bartenders and went on a pheasant hunt.
I saw that on your Instagram. You and Tiki Adam?
Tiki Adam, Thomas Waugh, Phil Ward, Philip Casey, Chef Philip Casey.
Yeah, did he cook that
Chef
pheasant?
Chef Galley from Prime Meats. We did not cook the pheasant yet. We had to dress them.
Yeah, you gotta let it sit.
We did that back here.
You gotta let it sit for a minute.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really fun, man. Got to just hang out, like do some cabin whiskey drinking and playing some music and eating steak. And speaking of,
you're living like the most charmed life these past few weeks.
It's not been too bad lately. Yeah. Especially going into like in the winter, it's like it's all right.
Yeah, you're doing good.
But speaking of drinking whiskey,
yeah, let's do some of that today.
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't you introduce our guest,
man? Yeah, so today in the studio we've got Jimmy Palumbo, and Bernie Lovers is our main guest here from Heaven Hill. Welcome to the studio, guys.
It's good to be here.
Good to be here.
Good to have you.
Super excited to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me. I'll sit down, put a guitar in my hand and a whiskey in my hand. I feel like I'm back in Kentucky.
And you're just fresh off the plane, right?
Just off. Just landed at, 9 o'clock? Something like that? Yeah, 9 o'clock.
And you're in town for Whiskey Live?
The Whiskey Fest.
Oh, Whiskey Fest. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It doesn't matter to me, but it probably does to them. But
yeah.
Sorry. It's all whiskey to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is live. But yeah, Whiskey Fest down at the Marriott Marquis. Going to have a good time tomorrow night. And then came up to be with Jimmy and work in the market and make a splash.
Awesome. How long are you going to be in town?
I'll be here till Sunday.
Oh, rad. So maybe you should swing over to my bar.
There you go.
And say hello. And obviously go to Damon's bar as well.
Yeah, we can do that.
So just for the edification of our listener, Bernie, why don't you give us a... I don't want your whole CV because, but give us your background. What started you in this business? Because I know
who the hell are you?
Yeah, who the hell are you? I know who you are. I've seen you around and been involved in events that you were in. But our listener may not know who you are.
Absolutely.
But you started your career as a comedian, right?
I worked at a bank before that for 2.5 years, and then.
Well, that's funny.
So
too.
I always knew the time and temperature, and then after that, I got into comedy for 20 years.
Okay, we're gonna pause right there and say that's the old joke, right? I don't think banks still have the time and temperature right. Out front.
And so, from 85 to 2005, I was in the comedy, full-time comedian, and so that was a blast. And then at the time, the people were looking for. The only people that were talking about whiskey were the distillers. Mm-hmm. And, they were busy distilling, but they had some time to go out. So they were looking for somebody who could talk to people, and because I could stand up in front of people and talk. And I had been around in the industry, with different events and different stuff. They recruited me to get in the business. And so I've been in there ever since 2005. So first year and a half, I did events and promotions. And after that, I was recruited to be a ambassador for brands. And here we are. So I'm with, for the last 5.5 years, I've been with Heaven Hill Distillery out of Louisville and Bardstown, Kentucky, the Reno, Nevada of distilleries, the biggest little distillery in the world.
And during that time, though, you not only just kind of cruised around and made people laugh and feel comfortable and easy about whiskey, but you were awarded some pretty heavy distinctions yourself, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. If you're going to win something, you're definitely not going to go out. If you set out to win something, you won't.
Right.
But if you just set out to do something in a different way, as a comedian, I looked at things different. And at the time, people had a PowerPoint presentation, and here's how we make whiskey. I'm like, and as an entertainer, I'm like, well, hell, I thought y'all made it. I thought y'all knew how to make it and made it well. Why am I looking at a PowerPoint of fermenters? And I figured you knew how to do this. Tell me something that, so I wrote tastings and trainings
give character
different.
To it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And told stories. And I noticed that that's what the great distillers did. They, they talked about that, but they talked about their families and they talked about, the stories people wanted to hear.
Right. So the color is the color commentary. It's the, yeah. It's the give
and
life to the story.
And I wasn't from there. So that's when I kind of latched on to words on labels. So just like if you're a sommelier, you know how to read a wine label, you can tell me what varietal it's from, where it's from, where you can do the same thing with whiskey labels. You can tell who made it. You can tell how old it is. You can tell a lot of things about it just by reading the label. So I started doing that like 10 years ago. Nobody was talking about that 10 years ago.
Sure.
I latched on to Bottle and Bond and helped. We helped bring that back into the forefront. And so, if you look at things as, what are these people interested in? Just like you would in a comedy act, I can't do the same, or a music act. You got to make it entertaining, but you got to make it very educational in this business.
Infotainment.
Absolutely. That's exactly the reason why.
That's what we do.
Why I started the show.
Yeah.
Education and entertainment. But there's only so many times you can go to a seminar talking about bourbon and hear the rundown of like New American Oak, 51% corn. Blah blah blah.
ABCs they were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it alive. And that's why I like when I'm doing my tastings now. A lot of times, that's why Jimmy let me play his nice resonator guitar or whatever. I'm from Kentucky. We make good Kentucky whiskey. we're also known for Kentucky music. You know, Bill Monroe created bluegrass music. Yeah. I'm a big Merle Travis fan. So
yeah.
Merle Travis from Kentucky, he kind of changed the way people play the guitar, you know. And so it's not a popular, you know, not very few people know who these people are, but that's to people like me to tell people who these people are.
I have a Merle Travis guitar.
Oh, wow.
A Bigsby Merle Travis. Nice. Yeah.
You can't stump, Damon. Unstumpable.
That's not true. But yeah, that's there's a lot of heritage there, and yeah. there's more than just, like, I've been saying a lot lately, it's like you got to think outside of the bottle, you know, like, right. You know, there's
very good, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot in
absolutely.
There,
absolutely,
and but there's like a lot, there's a lot that surrounds it, you know, and
sure,
there's so many like storied past with different distilleries, and you know, like. In certain mistakes that have been made that really absolutely. Shaped like the
and tragedies.
Yeah,
everybody has a good tragedy, you know. Yeah. A good thing we had a big fire in 1996, so you know that's a yeah. good. That's you know, you come back from the Phoenix of the fire. And
can't
all
have
that.
Wood and rick houses anymore,
right?
You know?
So yeah, I mean it's got all that. It's got intrigue. It's got mystery. It's got you know, and whiskey on top of it.
Yeah, at the very end of the day, you got whiskey,
so right? Which is, you know, everything gets muddled when that gets into
cheers
the
to that,
mix.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to that.
Cheers.
Whiskey.
Cheers.
We're drinking some whiskey right now. Yeah. Jimmy, what are we drinking?
This is the Evan Williams Single Barrel. It's the 2009. I was doing a little training session at our offices in Syosset. And
I have a summer home there.
Oh yeah, yeah. And and it's a vintage. So you'll see on the back of the label there that it'll sell you, you know, when it was barreled, when it was bottled. And
bottled on January 30th, 2017. Is that a special date?
Yeah, that's my birthday. So so I immediately just kind of took that. I was like, all right, well, this is my birthday bottle and mine.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing it. I just pointed out before we got on the air to Bernie that at Amore Margo, my only bourbon whiskey is the Evan Williams Single Barrel. Only.
That's impressive.
I think that's a pretty...
Parker, you know, Beam would be very proud of that. This was his baby, you know. Yeah. And, you know, it's a brand that kind of gets lost. And it's one of those cool brands because not everybody knows about it. They should. It's a very award-winning, which means nothing until you win them, right? You know,
right.
Nobody cares about awards until you win them.
Yeah.
But
Mixology of the Year. Who's that? Oh, it's me? Oh, then it's great.
Hey, that's great.
Cocktail Bar of the Year? What?
Yeah, greatest thing ever.
But this is one of the most approachable yet complex and great bourbons out there. I mean, it's just a great expression, and Parker loved single barrels. He loved ages around 8 to 12 years old, and this is
and it's priced everything. To sell as well, you know. Cool. And yeah. You know, you mentioned that it's a little bit unheard of. That's one of the it's not one of the sort of front of mind reasons that I choose it as my again only bourbon, but it certainly is a reason that makes it interesting for me to continue to carry, because when people come in and they see it, it's a teaching opportunity.
Sure.
For me, and of course, a learning opportunity for them.
It gets lost because it's of the price. People
sure.
don't take it seriously because
exactly.
of the
well,
price. You know,
which is a common thing with
that, that's
with
actually
a lot of
Hill,
things.
For sure.
With a lot of things, yeah.
For Heaven Hill, for sure.
I was going to say that there's a lot of times where in, like, I want this to come across the right way. There are a lot of dive bars that I frequent.
Oh,
which
yeah.
are most
sure.
of the bars
sure.
that I frequent
yes,
these
yes.
days, but they have Evan Williams Black or Green Label in the like in their well is mm-hmm. their like house bourbon, and I'm always psyched to see it because yeah. like I fucking love it, and yeah. and if I want to do it, like if I want to buy a round of shots for my buddies, mm-hmm.
It's not gonna kill you.
It's not gonna hurt my pocket. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be totally psyched to drink it. And I was going to ask, like, is that something that you've noticed as far as the expansion of brand and like where it's being placed? I mean, I think maybe Jimmy, you might be a better one to ask about this, but you do know, like, I mean, we worked together in
yeah.
the past behind the bar.
You do know each other, right?
We
were lucky enough to do like two shifts together before they split us up, put us on the other sides.
Yeah,
of the room.
They were, well, that was smart management.
That was absolutely right, the right thing to do.
Way to go, Kruger.
Yeah.
But like a lot of our brands, you know, we're family owned and we're family operated, and we're not chasing a number. And that's a big thing about difference between us, and not that anybody else who has to, that's just what they have. They got to do that.
Sure.
We don't have to do that. So we're not chasing, we don't have to hit a certain bottle sales or else our stock price goes down.
Right. So enough time has passed and you're established enough
to sell things the way we want to sell them, and we don't have to. And so we're making a good profit. And, but you know, a lot of people say, well, I want the, you know, I want the $80, $90, you know, I want the, I hear the, you know, the unicorn things thrown around a lot. We want unicorns. I said, I don't want unicorns. I want mules and horses. That's what I want. No unicorns, right?
Workhorses, something with a background. Yeah. Something that can
And we've
carry
got some of those. We got some allocated. We don't want a lot. We want every day, and good American bourbon and American whiskey should be shared with friends.
That's
just
right.
Like you say when you go to a dive bar, absolutely, you buy around with your friends. It shouldn't kill you when you do that, you know?
Yeah.
No matter what you got. So that's what we got. We got good whiskey, a good price.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, as is always the case, the first segment of the show has flown by. So we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. We're going to come right back with Jimmy Palumbo and Bernie Lubbers. And Bernie's going to play his guitar with Damon.
Cool.
So hang on.